This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Prop Points on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Now here's your host, the guru himself, John Hansen.
Good afternoon. What's happening? Welcome to a Thursday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hansen of FantasyPoints.com. The program, per usual, is being produced by Mr. Michael Cohen. And what a program we have as we kick off week 13 or 14, my bad dog, in Detroit as the Lions take on the Cowboys. Yeah, week 13 is still haunting me. We're ready to rock and roll, though, with all our data points and important stats. Opta AI projections for all the key players tonight as well. We'll cover that in segment number two. We'll, of course, check in with our guy, the grinder, Tom Brawley. He's basically my co-host on this program, Mr. Reliable, and he's crushing it per usual. He's got some propage for this evening. We're differing a little bit on one front, but it's no big whoop. It's six of one, half a dozen of the other. So we'll see what he has cooking for Thursday Night Football tonight. And then we'll make official picks. We already made one yesterday, and we did cheat a little bit, but it's unusual circumstances. We did promise, well, not really promise, but we did put J-Mo Williams on the DNP list, and then we went against it. But full disclosure, we went in on the longest reception prop. A little bit of a different story. We're not relying on racking up yards or racking up catches, which he'll probably do. He is our number one receiver for the week over at fantasypoints.com. Of course, that is all pending Amon-Ra St. Brown. So it is a little bit of a difficult game to break down with such a critical player. Very, very iffy. On one hand, he hasn't practiced all week. On the other hand, he's Amon-Ra St. Brown. This is a guy who could play in the 70s if need be. Translation, he's like 50% tougher than his contemporaries in the National Football League. He is an absolute warrior, a workout warrior, of course. His father was like a former Mr. Olympian or something like that, you know, bodybuilding guy. So we shall see about Amon-Ra St. Brown. Otherwise, news, notes, and nuggets. The program, of course, is brought to you by Better Picks, the daily fantasy sports app, where you turn your sports knowledge into cash fast. Download Better at better.app today. Sign up and get a free $10, no deposit needed. And of course, wherever you're getting your pods, make sure you're subscribed to get the Prop Points podcast 5 days a week here during the season. Yeah, nothing else of note going on injury-wise, as we kind of outlined yesterday. We do have, actually, Trayvon Diggs has been ruled out, so that's probably a good sign. He was trending toward maybe returning, but in a short week, that is not going to happen. They are down their left tackle, Guyton, so that's not great over there for the Cowboys. But we do have other guys. Malik Hooker is questionable, but he should go. And Jadeveon Clowney, who has actually made some plays for them. He's really, I mean, Jadeveon Clowney made all his money based on, like, I believe it was a sack at South Carolina where he jacked up some dude really bad. But he's actually a pretty good run defender. More so than a pass rush guy. Over for the Lions, of course, Amon-Ra is a big one. Still no Kirby Joseph. He's been out for weeks and weeks and weeks. We do have left tackle Taylor Decker, who is not injury related, though. It's a rest day. Sometimes you got to be careful with these old guys. When you see, limited or DNP, it's like Zach Ertz should be listed every Wednesday as a DNP. And instead of parentheses injury, just put parentheses old. So some of these old guys don't practice much during the week. Khalif Raymond is out, of course, so they are very, very thin at receiver. A bunch of other guys, Penei Sewell, I'm sure he'll go. It's a massive game. And then, of course, I mean, they're down their top three tight ends. That's why we're down to Ross Dwelly and Tony Firkser. out of Harvard is playing here for the Lions. No Brock Wright, no Brock Wrong. And also Shane Zylstra is out. Of course, Samuel Laporta is well out. So big game for Detroit, though. Massive game. It's amazing that the Bears have the lead on them that they do, but they're in a precarious spot, even compared to last year when they had to play for that number one seed in the division on the finale. This is a little bit more precarious because even last year they were cruising toward the playoffs. They might not even make the playoffs if they lose this game, which is probably why I would, you know, I think I'm with Brett Whitefield, and don't quote me on it. Don't play anything on it. But if I had to wager, if I was forced to, I would say yes, Amon-Ra is going to go, and we'll see. We shall see. That I have not seen a word about that. That is going to be a true game time decision. Otherwise, around the NFL, it's actually been kind of light here on a Thursday. But how about the Ravens locking up Mark Andrews? It's kind of weird in that obviously he's an aging player. They've got Isaiah Likely, who, by the way, yet again, when you have a tweener type like this, It almost never works out. Isaiah Likely has made a lot of big plays, but in terms of being a consistent threat that we can rely on for props and fantasy, I mean, that has never really been the case, quite frankly. And I thought they would let Mark Andrews go as a free agent as they retool after this kind of nightmarish year. I know they're still playing out the year, but okay. You know, and by the way, maybe the Ravens, Eric DaCosta has checked out the Fantasy Points data suite and noticed that Mark's ass is still pretty good. And by ass, I mean average separation score. That has been a metric that we've used for 2 years now, and it's a very good litmus test to let you know whether or not a player is maybe on the downside or if he still got it. Well, the data has stated that Mark Andrews still has it. So I'm sure they're looking at similar data, next-gen stats or something like that, but Fantasy Points Data, really the only data provider to have that average separation metric, which we did invent last year. Parker Washington for the Jaguars did return to practice. And, you know, he's certainly on the radar looking through the matchups, though I kind of think this will be a Brenton Strange and Jacoby Myers game. But, hey, Parker Washington has been pretty darn good, so we'll have him on the field. Not that we're starting Brian Thomas Jr., by the way. I think you can cut Brian Thomas Jr. I tried to wish cast something happening last week and, you know, manifest it or whatever, and it didn't happen. So what a lost, terrible season here for Brian Thomas. But, hey, Trevor Lawrence is playing a little bit better in Liam Cohen's offense. NFL Network's Ian Rappaport reporting Justin Herbert is expected to practice today or tomorrow. They're playing on Monday, of course. He just had surgery on that non-throwing hand, which will probably keep him not running, basically keep him in the pocket. But they are preparing as if Justin Herbert will play, which is certainly good news for all parties involved. They're going to get Amarin Hampton back this week. It's probably 95%, though they have intimated, by the way, that maybe there'll be a little kind of a easing into the flow and the mix, because Kamani Vidal has been pretty damn good. And Kamani Vidal is probably going to – he probably forced his way into a little bit of a committee right now. So that is a buzzkill for Amarin Hampton. But that said, I'd still start Amarin Hampton this week as, at worst, a third running back. ESPN's Todd Archer believes the Cowboys are not afraid to use that franchise tag on George Pickens. This would be – and by the way, George has been unbelievable. I've stated this from literally day one, that he was a special prospect and a ball of energy, but he's also balling in a contract year. So my man is watching Jerry Maguire every night, and he's looking for the Quan. So we'll see if he can do it on the national stage yet again tonight. Ken Walker, out there, he's still limited in practice, by the way. I'm done with Ken Walker, aka the bouncer. This is why they drafted Zach Charbonnet. He hits it right downhill. Ken Walker always looking to run the daylight to try and get that 30-yard run. It's interesting because Jonathan Taylor is one of my favorite running backs of all time. He recently spoke like a couple of months ago about how it took him a couple of years to learn that, you know, take that 4-yard carry, be very patient. If you keep doing that, then something will pop for you. And that's kind of been the case. But Ken Walker can't do it. He's too impatient out there. He's looking to run. He's like me playing props. He's looking to hit a grand slam every single time. Speaking of Pickens, by the way, there was a report today that the Niners wanted George Pickens in return for Brandon Ayuk. That would have been quite fascinating. Brandon Ayuk, his career is kind of hanging in the balance right now. There was a time I thought he was absolutely unstoppable, which he was, but there's always something going on. He got a little entitled there. Kyle Shanahan kind of laid the smack down, and then he got hurt. So don't ever draft a receiver who's in a holdout all summer. To wit, this year, Terry McLaurin. It's been an absolute nightmare, though Terry McLaurin is coming on now. But Brandon Ayuk was an example of that the year before. We'll check in on all your data points for Cowboys at Lions on the other side. But first, if you think you know sports, it is time to start getting paid for it. Better Picks is a daily fantasy app where your sports knowledge turns into real cash fast, and here's how it works. You download the Better app, you pick more or less on your favorite player stats, and when your pick hits, you win. Right now, new users get a free $10 just for signing up. No deposit required, but when you do deposit, you can get a 50% deposit match up to $200. Year-round action on all the sports, NBA, WNBA, MLB, soccer, UFC, golf, and more. There's always a lineup to build and always a chance to win. And getting started is easy. Head to better.app. That's BETR. Download Better in the App Store or Google Play. Pop in the promo code VSIN, VSIN. Claim your free $10 and your deposit bonus. Better Picks. If you know sports, it's time to prove it. And it's time to pop out our prevalent data points and stats next on Prop Points.
Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
This Thursday edition of Prop Points continues right now here on VSIN. I'm John Hansen of FantasyPoints.com. Fantasy Points data has basically taken over. If it hasn't fully, it's trending that way. That was my vision. Let's take over the fantasy and gambling space as it relates to gaming and fantasy football. So let's get into some of these aforementioned data points. We look at the quarterbacks as always. Right at the top, Dak Prescott, aka Rain Dakota. 269.5 is the number. Opta AI comes in at 281 and we're at 279. So pretty close for comfort, but I guess not that bad. I look at a 12-yard margin as kind of being small for a quarterback, but we're over. Fantasy Points and Opta AI, it's a good schematic matchup. Obviously, it's the highest total expected on the board, I think. Everyone with a functioning brain is expecting this to be a shootout, which probably means it won't be, but we are expecting that. The Lions run the highest rate of man coverage. Both of the receivers crush it, which we'll get to. Dak is good against it as well. He's always been good against man. 7.76 YPA, 2.5% completion percentage over expectation, and he runs a little bit. Four carries for 41 with a tutty on 129 dropbacks. They give up, they're middling, but they do give up the second most touchdowns per game. And I probably should have taken that one. I would have, but here's the problem. The darn odds aren't that great. Actually, though, that's not that bad. Maybe I should pop that in over 1.5 touchdowns. That looks like it's a plus 141. I think that's pretty darn good. Quarterbacks have accounted for multiple touchdowns 9 times in 12 games against the Lions. Though, Dak didn't crush last year against them. He only threw for 178 with a couple of picks. They got their asses kicked in that game, by the way. Jared Goff at 251.5. Opta AI comes in at 285, and we're at 269. So both over, and we're pretty much in between the line and Opta AI. As Brett Whitefield pointed out yesterday, he is a cover three beater. Always has been Jared Goff. They run that 36% of the time. He also does well against cover two. So now we're looking at just under 60% of his dropbacks. He'll be up against one of those shells, and he does very well against both. And combining the two, he averages 7.78 YPA with a 7% completion percentage over expectation, 98.2 passer rating. That's pretty good. To that point, as I mentioned yesterday, Goff threw for 315/3 in this matchup last year. And of course, the Cowboys have improved, but they have given up the most passing yards and the most passing touchdowns per game to quarterbacks. Let's take a look at the receiving props. C.D. Lamb, 84.5 is the number. Opta comes in under at 80.6. We are over, but only this much, 88.2. Lions running that man coverage at the number one clip now in the NFL. It's a little bit, it's a fluid thing. It changes every week, but right now they're numero uno in their running of man coverage, basically. And they're probably not going to deviate from that, even though they just lost Terrion Arnold, who was playing a little bit better. It's just, it's just in their DNA to play man coverage. And CD does very well against it, 2.44 yards per route run. Lions giving up the 10th highest yards per route run to outside receivers, fourth most yards per reception at 14.6. Hey, Dontavian Wicks in this exact matchup last week, off the bench, basically, six grabs for 94 and two touchdowns. Lamb did get them for seven grabs for 89 last year. More on CD later on in the program. J-Mo Williams, 81.5. Opta AI is at 93. We actually bumped this down to 89. And I guess it's all pending Amon-Ra. If Amon-Ra is ruled inactive, I can almost guarantee that we'll project J-Mo for over 100 yards. Cowboys run cover three and cover two. Like I said, just under 60% of the time. Now, he's not great against it. It's okay, 1.60 yards per route run. But Dallas, again, they give up the most yards per route run and the most receiving yards to outside receivers. He got them for three catches for 76 and a tutty last year, and he should see a lot of Bridges with Trayvon Diggs out, and he's given up. Triquez Bridges is given up. It's like top five worst in terms of fantasy points per route run given up, 0.46. Next up, it is Georgie Pickens, 81.5. Opt AI comes in at 80. We're a little over that at 92. He does even better against the man coverage. Absolutely mortalizes it at 2.86 yards per route run and a pretty good number of 0.29 targets per route run on 120 routes. They give up the sixth most receiving yards, ninth most yards per target to outside receivers. We won that Christian Watson prop. That was our best bet for that game last week. He hit it, four grabs for 80 yards on 10 targets with a touchdown. Jahmyr Gibbs, big number here, 39.5. Opta AI comes in at 40.3. We're even higher than that. We're at 47, which is 17% more than the prop. The Cowboys give up the third most receiving yards per game to running backs. And Gibbs last year got them for 3 for 28. And again, they won like 47-9 or something crazy like that. So they didn't necessarily need Gibbs in the passing game. Isaac Tesla, 38.5. Opt AI comes in at 37.6. We're at 36. I love this dude, though. It reminds me of myself. When I played, growing up, I was a guy who would make, a big play or nothing. I mean, that's it. I just run, go route, and catch it, basically. I didn't do anything else. That's all I cared about was making big plays, and that's kind of what he is. He's got three touchdowns on just 11 targets to start his career. He also scored in every game in the preseason, by the way. Now, schematically, it's not good at all. He is only at 0.95 yards per route run against cover two and cover three. But again, pretty good matchup. on the outside. We may have some more thoughts on Isaac Tesla in the final segment, just FYI. Jake Ferguson, 36.5. Love Jake Ferguson, even though we lost a prop last week by a yard or an inch with that touchdown that was ruled a non-touchdown. Not a good matchup for him. Now, he could end up catching a lot of balls in a shootout if they throw it a lot, but he's not good against man coverage. Just 0.97. Like George, let's compare it to George. George up against man coverage is averaging 3.86 yards per route run. Ferguson, who doesn't move like George, is only getting 0.97. So you can see George is like 400% better than Jake Ferguson. To that point, in the matchup last year, he had 3 grabs for 11 yards. Tom Kennedy, I'd love to talk Tom Kennedy. I could bust out my Kennedy impersonation more, but it's a little bit of a moot point because it's all hinging on Amon-Ra. But I will say, Cowboys do give up the 9th most yards per route run to slot receivers. So that would bode well, by the way, for Amon-Ra. We're not dealing with these lower end guys here. Turpin, Flournoy. I still can't even enunciate the guy's name. Ryan Flournoy, I believe it is. He's out there, though, getting a couple of targets a game. Ross Dwelly, middling matchup. I did consider it over 13.5, but last thing I want to do right now is lose on a Ross Dwelly prop, quite frankly. Let's skip on over. Actually, Javonte is interesting, 11.5. He does have 3 catches for 36 the last 2 weeks, but previous 4 games before that, dude had 8 yards total receiving. I think it'll probably hit the receiving prop here. Because Detroit's nasty, just in general against the run, but I'm not gonna play it. To that point, the Lions allow the 8th fewest rushing yards per game. Josh Jacobs did get 14 carries for 83 against them last week. I think that's about as good as Javonte is gonna get. You know, he could get 70 yards, but the prop is 65.5. Opta AI comes in at 66, and we are at 75.4. And then Gibbs, 78.5. He only did rush for 12 carries for 63 in this matchup earlier this year. And spoiler alert again, we may have something to say about David Montgomery based on the schematics. We'll talk to Tom Brawley, aka the Grinder, on the other side. But first, for those of you who haven't joined VSiN Pro yet, we have extended our Black Friday special for one final week. For just $60, you'll get full VSiN Pro access through May 1st, including daily best bets from our hosts and guests, real-time betting splits from DraftKings, Circa, and Bracco, AI power prop tools that everyone's been talking about, 24/7 video access on the VSiN Watch app, plus full coverage of every major sport from now through March Madness, the NFL Draft, and the Masters, with our college football playoff betting guide dropping next week. The timing could not be better. The Black Friday special ends Sunday, so don't miss out. VSiN.com/subscribe to sign up now. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Tom Brawley of FantasyPoints.com joins the program next year on Prop Points.
Watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back to this Thursday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. Game day, kicking off week 14 as the Lions in a must-win face the Cowboys, who are also in a must-win. And it is always a must to check in with the Grinder on a game day, aka Tom Brawley, on the X Machine at Tom Brawley on the Progressive Guest Line. What is up, Tom? Week 13, pretty craptastic. I somehow on Fantasy Points had a winning record somehow, but how are you?
Yeah, I was the same way. I did all right on the Thursday, the Thanksgiving Day games and the Black Friday game, and just basically went 500 last weekend. So I feel like I'm due a little bit here on Thursday night football. Right. Kind of like a couple of angles for this game. So, I'm really looking forward to this one, though. As you said, this is a huge game. Both teams kind of need it to stay in the hunt here for the NFC playoffs. Loser is kind of you know, on the outside looking in, we'll have to probably knock off four wins in a row. So really looking forward to this game, and hopefully it's lives up to that pretty big total that we're seeing on the board.
Well, let's start with Jake Ferguson. I've always been a big Jake Ferguson guy. If you listen to me on SiriusXM maybe 3 years ago when it didn't look like he was the future, I said, no, he's going to be the future, so get him. And they re-signed him this summer. He's been great. Barry Alvarez's grandson out of Wisconsin. So yep. I always like to bring that up because, you know, it's not like, I mean, if it were me, I'd be telling everybody, hey, that's my grandfather, but not him. But anyway, we don't like him today, though. I'm with you on this one. You're liking the under here at, you got 40.5. I mean, it is a little scary because we have a big total here and they could be spraying that ball all over the place, but he didn't do much in the matchup last year. But what else do you see with Ferguson?
Yeah, this is just a very tough matchup for him. Detroit's been pretty good against opposing tight ends the last couple of years. Jack Campbell in the middle of the field, Anzalone as well. They cover the tight ends pretty well. So we always kind of look towards unders against Detroit's defense. They also play a lot of man coverage, which we would expect to continue tonight. They've been a man-heavy team throughout Dan Campbell's, you know, his tenure here in Detroit. So really expecting them to go man-heavy, and that's just not a great matchup for Jake Ferguson. Jake Ferguson is kind of the guy in the middle of the field, getting the dump-offs and you know, settling down in those zone areas, the easy read. So don't think we're going to see him heavily involved in this game. If we look at some of his metrics in the fantasy points data, 7.1 yards per route, per reception, 4.3 yard ADOT. So he's not getting those shots, any of those intermediate type of targets. It's all kind of dump downs to him, you know, George Pickens, CeeDee Lamb, some of these other web covered down the field, go to the third or fourth read here in Jake Ferguson and pick up a few yards. So not expecting some big plays from Ferguson. You're right, though. It is a little scary. We got this high total. We are expecting some points and some yardage through the air for these offenses. But I'm expecting Ferguson to be one of these marquee players that kind of disappoints a little bit. Maybe he still scores a touchdown if you're looking at him for fantasy, but I'm not expecting the huge yardage total from him today. So I'd like under his receiving yards.
And by the way, not for nothing, but you know, they do have Luke Schoonmaker, who is pretty good. They've got that Brevin Span Ford guy. I believe he got a target.
Yeah, he scored
last week.
He scored on Thanksgiving Day. Yep.
Oh, right. Yeah, exactly. He scored that. That would be a target. Kevontae Turpin, you know, in the mix, and Flournoy, they can't quit him. No doubt about it here, talking with our guy, Tom Brawley, AKA the Grinder. Well, you are in on that under that, by the way, you got in on a pretty good number here at 40.5, by the way, because the number currently is 36.5. So maybe you wouldn't play with that one. Not sure about that.
I have in my article, I would bet it down to like 36.5. So yeah, look around though.
That's what it is.
38.5 out there. So yeah, that's about the outer limit for me for betting this.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, also you got in on a George Pickens prop here. Like, again, you're Mr. Early Bird. So you were in on this probably a day or two ago at 77.5. Of course, that has been bet up. Everyone knows that he's on a ballistic run here, fighting for a new contract. What do you see specifically with George tonight?
Yeah, this matchup looks really good for him. Our fantasy points data is really, he's popping in it here. We're going against man coverage, and he's kind of crushing man coverage, averaging 3.86 yards per route run, almost a 30% target share, 29% on his routes run against man coverage. So more than every four routes he runs, he's seeing a target, and he's usually crushing it. We saw, I know you were lamenting the end of the game last week, but I mean, he was kind of torching the Chiefs coverage late in that game.
Totally.
He was getting one-on-one opportunities, and he crushed, you know, he still, you know, gets inside on these cornerbacks on these slant routes against man coverage, even if they're kind of playing it. So, and he's shown some ability after the catch as well. So the big plays are kind of happening for him every week here. If we look at the game logs, 78 or more yards in seven straight games. We were kind of worried when CeeDee Lamb came back into the lineup. Would he get pushed aside or would he get pushed down the pecking order here for Dak Prescott? That hasn't happened at all. He's the 1A right now, next to CeeDee Lamb, who's kind of been the 1B. So, but this week, I do think Pickens has the bigger game here. Even when Detroit doesn't run man coverage, they're still playing single high safeties 61% of the time. He's beating that coverage as well. 3.87 yards per route run with a 29% target share against single high safety looks too. So everything's kind of lining up here. We got Terry and Arnold a little banged up. We're kind of projecting. We do have a cool, You know, we look at the matchups here. He could see shadow coverage from DJ Reed, but nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not really scared about any shadow coverage against George Pickens at this point. He's crushing everybody right now. He's playing at an elite level. So I like over his receiving yards. I like it up to about 85.5. So, but we're not at that point. I do see some like 80.5, 81.5 out there. So make sure you shop around and get a good number.
To your point, it was a little ballsy, but I took the under on his yardage last week because I thought it would be a CeeDee Lamb game. And it was. Yep. He led them in catches, yardage, and he scored.
Yep.
But George still came through. I think something similar happened tonight with both of these guys, quite frankly. But let me ask you this before we sign off. If Amon-Ra St. Brown is in, what are you doing with that? Are you rolling with him in fantasy? And also, if he's out, how do you react, if at all, to the Amon-Ra St. Brown news?
Yeah, I do think I'm leaning towards he's going to play. This is, we kind of laid it out. This is a must-win game for the Lions. They haven't ruled him out. It's going to go down to a game-time decision, though. We'll see how he's feeling in pregame workouts. So, but I am playing him. We are in a very competitive Fantasy Points Dynasty League. John's, you're the defending champion, and he's at the top of the standings again, and I'm trying to chase him down. Amon-Ra gave me a goose egg on Thanksgiving Day, so that didn't help.
Oh, that's a shame.
I am going to play him. Yeah, I know, exactly. I'm going to play him if he does play. You know, he's one of these elite players. I do trust him to kind of gut through this injury. So, obviously got a lower expectations. Maybe he only runs 50 or 60% of the routes, but you have to think that he's going to be out there on all critical third down. So, for fantasy at least, I will be playing him. But we'll see where the markets end up opening him up. I can't imagine he's going to be close to his typical 75, 80 yards. I would think maybe he opens up maybe in the 50s for player props, but I would probably avoid those or look toward the under just banking on him kind of playing through the injury.
All right. Well, as we wave goodbye, we could maybe pop up your graphic of some of the other props that you're into. I love that Devon Achane one at 76.5. He is 100% the identity of their offense. Also love that Brenton Strange prop as well. And just full disclosure, Tom, yes, I am 11-2 in the Fantasy Points Dynasty League. I did not win the ship last year, though. I lost in the finals, but I am vowing vengeance this year with my guy Jonathan Taylor, my other guy Javonte Williams, got a little Jahmyr Gibbs as well, and hey, I'm starting Devin Neal now. We do four running backs with two flexes, so there's that. But Tom, great stuff as always. Good luck with your plays. We'll check in with Tom Brawley once again on Monday, and then in the next segment, coming at you next, my official picks plus a Thursday night special for week 14 here on Prop Points.
Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Think you know sports? Get paid for it with Better Picks, the daily fantasy app that turns your sports knowledge into real cash. Just download Better, pick more or less on your favorite player stats, and if your pick hits, you win. New users get a free $10 just for signing up. No deposit required. And when you deposit, you'll get a 50% match up to $200. Play NBA, WNBA, MLB, soccer, UFC, golf, and more. Go to better.app or download Better today. Use that promo code VSiN for your free $10 and your deposit bonus. And welcome back to this Thursday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I am John Hansen. And without any further ado, let's pop it out here. As we discussed yesterday, we do like to pop out these best. I am very superstitious, by the way. I don't believe in certain things, like I've stated a million times. I think the Madden curse is the biggest BS ever. I don't care. Saquon Barkley was on the cover this year because he had a dream season last year, and there's nowhere to go but down. That's not a curse. Anyway, but I am a little superstitious about, you know, J-Mo Williams and the DMP list, but I still played it because we're doing very well on these best bets that we do on non-game days. Last week, last Wednesday, we had three of them for each of the three games. We won all three. So we did that yesterday. J-Mo Williams, longest reception, over 27.5. He has hit this in 50% of his games. And in four of his last five, mind you, Dallas is a deep funnel. They give up the sixth highest ADOT in football, the 10th most air yards, and the 12th highest deep throw percentage against them. So let's do it. J-Mo over 27.5. Next up here, and these are, I don't think the J-Mo Williams one is necessarily my favorite one today, just FYI, but we put it at the top of the list because we popped that out yesterday. But my favorite one today, I'm actually going to go a little against the grinder, but I think we'll both end up being right. But I like Lamb more than Pickens, over 82.5. I was correct on Lamb last week. It was a Lamb game, even though George still hit his prop, but it still was a Lamb game. I think this will be a Lamb game too, because number one, DJ Reed is a badass dude, and he has shut down some people this year, and we are projecting shadow coverage. And again, I mean, this is like a clash of the Titans, because you have one of the better corners out there, and then George just crushing everybody else. But, you know, that could make it more of a Lamb game, and I'll tell you exactly why. Lamb averages a solid 2.44 yards per route run. As I mentioned, 0.33 targets per route run. Very good. He's always been good against man. He's always been good against single high. Detroit gives up the 10th most yards per route run, 4th most yards per reception to outside receivers. With Reed, DJ Reed on Pickens, that would put Lamb on Rocky Sin. And Rocky Sin's hanging in there, but Rocky Sin is on his fifth team in 5 years. Translation, he's not that good. So I'm going to go over 82.5 receiving yards for CeeDee Lamb. If Rocky Sin was that good, four teams wouldn't have let him walk out of the building over the last 5 years, for God's sakes. Jared Goff, we're going to go over 31.5 pass attempts. I mean, this is a pretty low number. He has hit this number in four of his last five. And given the shaky state of the secondary and the fact that Lamb and Pickens are looking great, we're looking at a shootout over here. Dallas, their run defense, by the way, has also been pretty solid over the last month. They match up pretty well schematically against Jahmyr Gibbs, quite frankly. So I'm pretty confident. And I'm also confident in Dak Prescott in this matchup. So even though he didn't do all that well last year, he's playing really well. So, I mean, 31.5, it almost seems too good to be true. Next up, Jahmyr Gibbs. We're going to go over the receiving. Now, these odds aren't fantastic, but as we've learned, if you've been watching this show, you learn one thing. When we lose, it's often by a handful of yards. So every damn yard counts. So I'm going to, you know, take on the lesser odds and go 35.5. I actually feel significant. I feel 50% better at 35.5 compared to like 38.5. That's just me. But he only got 3 for 28 on 5 targets against the Cowboys last year. But that was a game the Lions won 47-9. I don't think we're going to see something similar here. Dallas also allows the third most receiving yards per game to running backs. But again, based on the schematics, I do not see a huge day on the ground for Jahmyr Gibbs. They give up, do the Cowboys, just 4.14 yards per carry on zone concept runs. Those are the runs that Gibbs excels on, compared to 4.97 yards per carry on the man gap runs that David Montgomery excels on. And that leads us to this prop here. I've been running this up the flagpole a couple of times. I've taken a couple of these props and I think I lost them both, but they were really close. And both times I gave a little love to David Montgomery. I think he was our best bet once. I was correct in that he actually had a higher yard per carry average than Gibbs in the game. So I think something similar could happen here. As I mentioned, they're giving up 4.97 yards per carry on those man gap concept runs. That's Montgomery's deal. By the way, Montgomery has ripped off some longer runs this season. He should be fresh. He's not getting peppered with carries here. He had a 14 yarder last week. That's like 40%+ of the prop right there. And in the matchup last year, he started the game. By the way, I looked at the game log. He started the game and he ripped off a 16 yarder. And on the first drive, he led the way. He had 3 carries for 28 yards and a touchdown. And in the game, he ripped off runs of 16, 17, and 19 yards in that game last year. And it is, I believe it happened because of the type of runs that Dallas is not that good on. Happened to be the runs that David Montgomery does. So, come on, dude, just get the 34 yards. So if the game is in hand for the Lions in the fourth quarter, he also is their closer. They are 3-point favorites at home. I do think the Lions will win the game, and the numbers are very appealing when they have, especially when they have like a 10-plus point lead in the fourth quarter. It's almost all Montgomery at that point because probably Gibbs got them to the lead by ripping off his long runs, and then they just grind it out with Montgomery. That could happen. We could get this prop even if that doesn't happen, though. That's why I like it. So there's a number of ways we can get here. And then last but not least, I do have a soft spot for the rookie Isaac Tesla, and I'm going to go over 38.5. This is last on the list, just FYI. I'm putting out a lot of props so people can do these parlays and stuff. You know, I could play it safe, but at this point in my career, I want to get everything right. Trust me. I do all the work to get everything right. But once I do the work and once I submit or whatever, don't care. I'm not afraid to be wrong at this juncture. So I'm going to go in on Isaac Tesla over 38.5. By the way, and this probably shows the level of research I'm in here. My first thought for the Thursday night special was Tesla touchdown, right? Because we did that about 6 weeks ago. Guy got one target, but guess what? It was in the end zone, and he cooked the corner on the route. Should have been a touchdown, but the play was disrupted. I found it fascinating that over on DraftKings, the odds for a touchdown, it's only +150. +150 for Isaac Tesla? I mean, the guy's got like 7 catches on the whole season, so what is the books are on to this. They know that Tesla could be a thing in week 4, and it'll have to be a thing if Amon-Ra is out, and probably even if Amon-Ra is in, because based on his alignment numbers, he is an outside starter. He should see a lot of Deron Bland, who is very overly aggressive and very vulnerable to big plays. So those are the picks coming up next. It is Money Moves with Stormy Bonantoni and Jonathan Von Tobel at 2 p.m. Eastern. On today's show, Jeff Erickson stops by to talk about player props and fantasy value for tonight's game. Then it's Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard at 4 Eastern. And then stick around for VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Matt Humans at 7 p.m. Eastern. It was not easy to find a good Thursday night special for this game. We have been very close on these alternative yardage props. In fact, on Monday, we missed it by 7 yards. Demario Douglas, that was like a +300 situation. I'm going right back to the damn well here. The hashtag analysis on Dave Montgomery. I'm not saying he's going to run for 50 yards, but I'm saying the Thursday night special is David Montgomery at 50 plus yards, plus 225. Not the greatest payoff, but hey, plus 225 is not too shabby. Best schematic matchup here in the backfield for the Lions. They are at home. If they win, he'll be the grinder, not Tom Browley. But that is a wraparoni on the program. Good luck with all the plays. We'll catch you mañana for another edition of Prop Points on VSiN.